by someone inside the U.S. Of course, in any such situation, it would be the prerogative of the host country to prosecute, but in the case of a failed or rogue state, the United States would be able to step in. I want to briefly outline the need for such an expansive measure. The use of private contractors has been expanding rapidly throughout the world. It is by no means limited, as I said before, to static security. One pretty amazing example is that in 1995, private military firm called Executive Outcomes was hired by the government of Sierra Leone to fight off anti-government rebels because their security apparatus itself couldn't do the job, which it successfully did. Blackwater, for example, has worked for the United Nations in Africa, Middle Eastern Police Force, the Jamaican Defense Force, the Taiwanese National Security Bureau, and the Azerbaijani government, among others. And those are just the ones made public because they're governments. We have no idea what corporations they may have worked for. A top Blackwater executive has suggested that the company could create a, in his words, private brigade ready for deployment around the world, and has been actively campaigning for the first mission to be to Darfur. Blackwater subsidiary named Greystone, which is actually incorporated in Barbados, advertises, quote, turnkey security solutions.